This is Rabbi Nissan L. Brun, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Friday, January 27th, 2023. We begin Yud Bays, Amud Aleph, 12a. First section, it is the black text. Now we actually come to a often violated halacha of Shabbos, certainly in our area. I'm sure in other areas as well. So Amar Shmuel says, Mekabalei kibolets, right? People who are, again, working on contracts. So you're not getting paid per day, but you're getting paid per job. That applies to people who are mowing your lawn and they have an annual contract. That applies certainly to contractors or builders who are paid by the job. So you have somebody who's not Jewish, right? Clearly somebody who's Jewish shouldn't be working on Shabbos for you or for them. But you have somebody who's not Jewish who works by job, not by day. Says Shmuel, Betoch HaTchum Aser. If it is within the Tchum is the Shabbos boundary of the city, it is prohibited. Right? Because it doesn't look good. It looks like the Jew hired them to do work on that day. Chutz LeTchum Aser. If it's outside of the Tchum, so then it's permitted. Right. Comes Rav Papa, Amar Rav Papa, va'afilu chutz l'tchum. Even outside of the tchum, lo amar, and we only said it's permitted, ela deleka masa de mekarba l'hasam. That's only when there's no other Jewish city or town that's close to there, right? Because then no other Jews will see it's permitted. Aval ika masa de mekarba l'hasam. If there is ika masa, a town that is karov to there, Usher, because Jews are going to see and think you hired this guy to do work for you on Shabbos. Amara Misharshia says, right, one more piece of information. V'chilek amasa demekarva l'asam nami. Right, even when there is no town that's close to them, nobody can see it, so it's permitted to have the non-Jew do contract work for you on Shabbos. Lo amara ne'el b'shabbosos v'yamim tovim. That's only true and applicable on Shabbos and Yontif. Why is that? De lo shchichi inashi de'azel l'hasam. Because you're not going to find, it's not common for people, I Jews, to go out there. Because you can't travel, because it's Shabbos and Yontif, and it's outside the Tchum, so of course you can't go. Aval b'sholo shel moed, but on chol moed. Right, fascinating. They think you can't have a non-Jew do work for you on chol moed, even contract work, which is fascinating. People are going to come. They travel on Chol HaMoed. They might get there. Then it's aser. It's prohibited to have that non-Jew do the contract work for you on Chol HaMoed. Mar Zutra Brei de Rav Nachman. Right. So Mar Zutra, the son of Rav Nachman, Barlei Apanda Mekav LeKibolas Chutz LeTchum. So he had these workers. Right, build him an apandra. Right here it says it's a mansion, it's a large house. Right, Mekabli Kibola, so contract workers build him some mansion outside of the Tchum. Seems to be all good. So Ikla Rav Safra of Rav Huna Bar Chinen. Now Rav Safra and Rav Huna Bar Chinen arrived there. Velo Alu Lagabe, but they wouldn't go into the house because they thought it was built improperly. V'ika de Amri, and some say, Hunami lo al begabe, that he also, right, even Mar Zutra didn't go into the house. Well, maybe he shouldn't have asked him to build it. Ay v'ha'amar Shmuel, now we ask a question. Why didn't they go into the house? Shmuel says, Mekavle kiboles, b'toch ha'tchum aser, right? If it's contract work, inside the tchum is prohibited. But chutz l'tchum is mutter, outside the tchum is permitted, and this was outside the tchum, it should be permitted. So the Gemara answers, no, Adam Chashuv Shaini. Mar Zutra is an Adam Chashuv, he's an important person, right? If an important person does this, people might take other liberties. An important person has to be much more stringent, and therefore they wouldn't go in. V'ikid Amre Sayua Sa'aya B'tivne Bahadayu. Right, some people say, no, it wasn't just that he was an Adam Chashuv, but he actively participated by providing certain of the materials. Some of the Tevin, right? The straw that you need for making the bricks, right? So he actually provided it, and therefore it wasn't like they were fully doing it themselves without any participation. With a little bit of participation, so it becomes more problematic. And that's why they wouldn't go into this house. Rav Chama Sharer Lahu La'av Van Garei Devei Reish Galusa Lemevad Lahu Avida V'chol Demoana. So Rav Chama allowed these bathhouse attendants, the Av Van Garei, right, of the house of the Reish Galusa, the Reish Galusa, the exilarch, to do work for them on Chol HaMoed. Why Rav Chama permitted that to happen, you'll have to come back next week, because this concludes our learning for today and this week. Please come back, join me on Monday.